Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, everyone, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host. Yeah, that fella. Yeah, I know you know me. Yeah, I mean, there's a big clue in the title. Yeah, Andy Goldstein. Yeah. Anyway, we'll move on. It's a big old podcast coming your way, and it begins with news of a big old signing. From the breakfast show this morning, Laura Woods, the wonderful presenter of it, announced a brand new name at TalkSport.
A sporting legend, a cricket icon, 2005 Ashes winner, king of the Australian jungle and Top Gear presenter. It is, of course, Freddie Flintoff. He has joined the TalkSport breakfast team. I mean, honestly, I'm very excited about this one. I'm also slightly nervous. I don't know how we're going to contain him. He's such a huge personality.
I've had 4 coffees already this morning. I've been sat in the lounge and I've been pacing around. I'm in the kitchen now. Hopefully I'll be all right, but I tell you, next week's going to be a test, starting at 6. Steve knows, as we used to have interconnecting rooms, I'm not at my best sometimes in the morning.
No,
when he used to wake, when he used to turn over and wake me up, I wasn't always that awake.
I'll put you in a picture very early, Laura and Ali, if you're going to work with him for a long period of time. This guy is stubborn. He is never, ever wrong. I promise you, he's never, ever wrong. Andrew Flintoff is never, ever wrong. He thinks when you have an argument with him, the one that shouts the loudest wins the argument.
Smart.
I think Rachel will tell you that. He laughs at his own jokes, and majority of them are terrible. Having him on the breakfast show is going to be great.
Yes, Freddie will be joining TalkSport's breakfast team next week from Monday, so make sure you tune in and listen. And staying with the king of the jungle, this is Flintoff on a battle with fast bowler Shoaib Akhtar.
Firstly, I wasn't having him at all, old Shoaib Akhtar.
Ali, you love this.
No, I tell you what, Ali, listen to this, right? I've got feelings.
And
he kept having
feelings.
A go at me. He kept having a go at me for being fat. He kept calling me fat this, fat that. So I thought, I'm not having this. I'm going to nip this in the bud. So as I walked out, I called him. I said, show him, it's all right. You look like Tarzan, but you're bald like Jane. which haunted me straight away. I walked out to bat. I think first or second ball, my off stump was cartwheeling back as he knocked it over. And then as I walked off, he gave it the big, oh! Yeah, cheers.
Time now to head over to Drive Time with Adrian Durham and Darren Goff. And they had Sadio Mane on the show, of course, a player that nearly won the Premier League this season. Anyway, he was saying, does he feel like a Premier League champion yet? And of course, the answer is no, because he's not. But let's hear his view.
Wow, I think not yet, because I want to probably, as myself, as I love my job, I love football, and I want to win on the pitch, and I want to play and win the games and get the trophy. It's what I will love. But with the situation, I think if anything will happen, I will understand, because it has been not difficult for Liverpool, but many, many million people in the world, especially some people, some family who lost their members. I think this is the more complicated situation. But for myself, it's my dream and I want to win it this year. But if not the case, it's part of life. I will accept and try to prepare for the next year's. Hopefully, we win it.
Time now to check in with Hawksby and Jacobs. Now, if you were listening to Hawksby and Jacobs 2 days ago, you'd have noticed they had a few technical issues and their show finished an hour early. Well, fans of My Sporting Life were disappointed when, of course, the show ran all the way to 4 p.m. yesterday. Here are the best bits from Paul and Andy finally putting in a full shift.
There's been a 209% increase in downloading Vera Lynn's We'll Meet Again after the Queen's speech on Spotify. And you think, well, it's not surprising. It wouldn't be a big one before, would it? Oh, yeah, let's all have Vera Lynn's We'll Meet Again on Spotify. But anyway, well done. I loved Dame Vera congratulating the Queen. She was saying, these young people today are tremendous.
Yeah. That's very true, yeah. One of the other interesting byproducts of lockdown, apart from the 209% surge on Vera Lynn's We'll Meet Again, is that two pandas in Hong Kong, maybe Rupert can pop in and see him and get him going while he's at Happy Valley. But yeah, Ying Ying and Li Li, they've not been interested in each other for nearly a decade. They've not got it on, despite multiple playings of Marvin Gaye. They have not. But suddenly in lockdown, where there's no visitors there, wow, it's all gone quiet. Yeah, suddenly a bit of Marvin seems to have kicked in, and we may see a baby panda very soon. I don't know what the gestation period of a panda is. 20 minutes, 5 years, I haven't got a clue.
Oh, it's quite a long time. I think he said not knowing whatsoever.
What do you know about that?
Nothing.
Okay, I'll look it up. I'll look it up while you're doing your next bit. Okay. Go on then.
Ed Sheeran has he's got a lot of land, as you'd expect, and he's gone into growing his own veg, which is really nice, actually. Except Ed is a bit like the EU. He rejects them if he doesn't like the shape of you. Get it?
Oh, that's nice. Look at that.
Thank you.
Bit of satire.
Oh, marvellous. Yeah, why not?
Time now to check in with the mid-morning show with Jim White, Natalie Sawyer and Clinton Morrison. Now, the former West Ham and Southampton defender Jose Font on the show, and he was saying that Cristiano Ronaldo loves Real Madrid and he would want to finish his career there. I'm guessing that's Cristiano, not Jose.
I know he loves Madrid, that's for sure. I think it's clear that he loves Madrid. He loves the club itself. Obviously, it's the... If not the biggest club in the world, it's one of the biggest. I know he's left many, many friends there, and he's always left the door open. So I wouldn't be surprised if he goes back to Madrid, but I see it a bit difficult, to be honest.
Have you spoken to quite a number of your international colleagues? Obviously, I'm thinking some of the boys at Wolves, even Cristiano. Have you been in touch?
I haven't spoke with Cristiano, no, but as I said, I spoke to my brother in Portugal.
Yeah.
I spoke to yesterday with Lovren at Liverpool. Obviously, with Moutinho, I spoke with a few of the boys. And the situation is general everywhere, Jim. You know, no one really knows what will be the next steps. And we are all waiting to hear from the authorities. Obviously, the health authorities have to say clearly what's the next few steps. And then I think the football authorities can then pronunciate about what is going to happen after.
Sure.
So we're all waiting to see.
Staying with the Jim White Show with Natalie and Clinton, the chairman of Stoke City, Peter Coates, was on giving reasons for donating £10 million to the NHS Trust. Wowee, good work.
Denise felt she wanted to do something, John also, and myself, I'm the other trustee, and we've made this contribution, and we wanted to play our part and show that we were fully supporting them. We wanted to do something tangible and to show our support and commitment, and we felt this was a way of doing it, and we're pleased to be able to do it.
Back now to the breakfast show with the wonderful Laura Woods, and they had my mate who I ran the marathon with. Yeah, Ewan Thomas. Well, I didn't run it with him. I just met him in the toilets and he gave me a big lump of Vaseline for me to put round my... Anyway, Ewan Thomas was on, saying you should set yourself small achievable goals every day during this lockdown period to help you get through every day.
I think what I've been doing to sort of combat the stress, if you want, I set myself like a realistic little shopping list every morning. So I might be like, jet wash the decking today, or, you know, tomorrow I'm going to cut down that bush, or I'm going to cut the lawn, and I give myself jobs. So when I go to bed in the evening, I think, do you know what, I can tick that off the list, I've done it. So tomorrow's list for me is doing these steps. And I think it is important, like, you see people out there don't have the luxury to be able to get out. And it can be really difficult. But I think if you keep the mind busy, I think that's half the battle. For me anyway, it's when I'm quiet, when I'm not doing stuff. That's when I start to overanalyze and I put the news on and think, oh, crikey, this is a really scary time we're in. I'm not saying ignore the news because we need to know what's going on. But just for a little bit of time tomorrow and midday, take yourself to your happy place. You know, it doesn't matter if it's your front room. It doesn't matter where it is. Do these steps and just imagine you're somewhere else, really. And it's all going to be all right.
I'm Darren Goff, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Now, of course, from 7pm, it's Hugh Woozencroft. Alongside him was Ray Houghton on kickoff, and they were looking back at Italia 90, which was the World Cup in 1990 from Italy, hence the Italia 90.
The three teams that got through was England, Holland and ourselves. England topped the group. Holland and ourselves finished on the same number of points. Then it was a toss of a coin.
Oh, really?
Who got Germany and who got Romania? Holland got Germany, we got Romania, and then we ended up beating them on penalties, which was amazing because, you know, one of the all-time greats I played against was Hadji for Romania, who was an astonishing player. He was unbelievable that day. How he didn't score to this day, I still don't know. And we ended up drawing the game 0-0, went the extra time, still 0-0, and we beat them 5-4 on penalties, which was incredible to get us to the quarterfinals.
You scored a penalty in that shootout, didn't you? So what's it like taking a penalty in a shootout at the World Cup?
Well, it was my first penalty ever professionally. I hadn't taken one for a club before. Didn't really practice them. So I put my hand up to take one.
Why did you put your hand up to take one if you'd never taken one before?
Because there was no one else who wanted them. We were really struggling. I think we had Andy Townsend and Kevin Sheedy. That was two. And now no one else. If you've ever been in a huddle and then the huddle gets wider and wider, you know there's a problem. And that's what's happening. I said I'd take one, so we had three. Tony Cascarino had to be coerced into taking it. Well I asked him a few times. There is a story to it. And eventually he said, okay, I'll take one. And then David O'Leary...
Did he owe you a favour? Did you say this is it?
No. It wasn't. I said, are you a man or a mouse? And he said, pass the cheese. And that was where we were with Cass's penalty. And if you ever see his penalty, which he took such a divot, the goalkeeper dived at the divot and the ball rolled under him. It was that bad a penalty. But at least they went in. But then David O'Leary, who... Likewise, David, I don't think he'd ever taken a penalty professionally. And there was others that were there, but it's really tough because you don't want to let the country down. You don't want to let your teammates down, and you've got to be confident enough to go and take it. And I think even Jack, when I put my hand up and David O'Leary, I think he went and sat on the bench and just shook his head thinking, this is it, we've got no chance. But
were you nervous walking up to it? How are you feeling?
Let me tell you, the goalkeeper, Lungi, I think his name was. I remember him standing up and his head looked like he was touching the crossbar. And then he put his hands out and he looked like he was touching either post with his hands. And I thought, where can I put this? He's so big and there's no room to put the ball in. I remember something my dad told me from a long time ago. Pick your spot, don't change your mind. Because when you change your mind, that's when you get doubt. Just pick the area you want to play the penalty. And I swear to you now, as I put the ball down, he actually just shriveled up to a 3-foot goalkeeper. And I'm thinking, wow, I can put this anywhere. There's so much room. And then I've got to tell you, when it hit the back of the net, there was no joy. Absolutely no joy. It was pure relief. And I remember turning around and the first face that I seen looking back was Tony Cascarino, because he was next up for us. And the blood's just drained from his face because he knew that he was fourth in line, if you like, to take the penalty.
And last, but by no means least, of course, the greatest show on national radio, not just TalkSport, my one, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10pm. Here are the best bits from last night's show. And my goodness, there was a few.
It does take a little bit of time for everyone to get together. There are so many different facets to this. There are players that have just arrived in this country that may have feelings for back in their homeland, that they want to support their country. There might be some Spanish players in this country that feel as though their money is best served back in Spain, where their health service is suffering hugely right now. And there's so many different strands to this. But footballers are easy targets. Footballers are always easy targets. Why? Because these are young men that have come from working class backgrounds that earn, not all, it's vital I say that earn huge sums of money, eye-watering money, some of these lads, and they're easy targets. Vast majority of football, the lads that I've known, ever played with or played against, or got to know either before or after my career, footballers are good people.
Super Charlie Austin. Charlie, hello, good evening to you.
Hey, Charlie.
How are we? Hello, how are we? Are we okay?
Yeah, we're good. How are you? How are you finding isolation? How are you finding lockdown?
I guess it's nice. You spend time with the kids, and this time they would never really happen, if you think of things like that. Do you know what I mean? With all the stuff going on with football in your own, do you know what I mean? Your careers and that. To have this time to spend with the kids and that is nice.
Charlie, if this time next year you're doing the midnight train alongside me and Cundy, you know the money has disappeared in football. Charlie's laughing. I'm telling you, there's every chance.
Tell what, he's laughing, but there's a part of him thinking, geez, that might be my own option.
I'm thinking to myself, I might have to ask, who comes on after you at 1 o'clock?
You could do the show with Paul Ross.
Does he go 1 till 6?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Do you know what, Charlie? We've had a jingle made up. Hold on, we'll play the jingle. Ready? Here we go. Through the night with Charlie Austin. I mean, it works.
Ross and Austin.
Oh, my God.
The Ross and Austin show. I love it. Well, I'm glad we've had the interview process, and we'll keep the option of you joining us on the show for next season. We'll keep that open, Charlie, right?
Yeah, that one's better.
Listen, Charlie, we're going to let you go because obviously you need to prep for your overnight show. So you've got loads coming up. But we love speaking to you. We're big fans of yours, Charlie. We appreciate your time.
No, of course, chaps.
Cheers, Charlie. Good luck, buddy.
Keep going. Cheers, chaps. Cheers,
and just quickly, Charlie, you were meant to come on last night's show. What happened?
Oh, mate, you know, I've only put the kids to bed light and fallen asleep in the single bed with a little man. Woken up, poured
a bottle of wine, isn't it?
Right, listen, that's enough of this. Cundy, you're Wally, mate. Wait until we see Tom come in the studio, mate.
So Bill went up the hill to meet Jill. He pulled up in his three-wheel wagon. He saw Josh, who looked like a dragon. Josh said to Bill, "Bill, why are you looking so ill?" He's like, "Mate, I spent the night with Jill. She forgot to take her pill. Now it's just me and my cat. I feel like a bit of a prat."
Oh, now it's just me and my cat. I feel like a bit of a prat.
Yeah, now it's just him and his cat. He's throwing away a girl.
Yeah.
Jake, how long have you been spent working on this one, mate? How long is this? How much time did this
Literally a couple of hours today.
No, literally a couple of hours.
Jake, you had this ready last night.
Genius. Yesterday. Genius.
Jake, yeah, but that's a different one. It was too long, and I didn't want to do what the same guy done earlier.
Jake, you've nicked the first line from a nursery rhyme, didn't you?
No, I haven't, mate.
If Jack and Jill up the hill. Line, to fetch a pail
Jack
of water.
Jack and Jill gone up the hill.
Yeah, and what's your one?
Off a nursery rhyme.
Bill went up the hill to meet Jill.
Yeah, so there's no Jack in it, Jay. It's completely different. There's no Jack.
He's just put Bill in for Jack. That's all he's
done. Yeah, but there's no Jack in the conversation, is there?
No, he's basically stole the idea. He's gone hill and Jill. There's lack of thought.
No, Bill and Jill have gone up this hill, Jay. There's no Jack.
Honestly, mate, it's plagiarism here. I mean, honestly, who wrote that nursery rhyme?
I thought it was
who
fantastic.
Wrote the nursery? No, you didn't. No, you don't.
No, I do. Jake, I think that's brilliant. Jason, shut up. Are you proud of it, Jake?
Well, yeah, I am, but obviously Jay's ain't.
Ten, how proud are you of this, Jake?
Considering I feel like crap today, I'd say about 8.
8 or 9. Yeah, I'll give it an 8. I'm going to give it a 9. I'm going to give it a 9 because you don't feel that well.
Do you know what, Jake?
I'll tell you what, boys.
Jake, here's what I do with that, mate. Here's what I do with that.
No, Jake. No. Pay no attention, Jake. Go on, what are you going to say, Jake?
Absolute
I can only apologise.
Garbage.
That's it. That's all we've got time for. Asa, everyone. Asa. Oh, yeah, I want to download some more in the future. Asa. All right? If you don't know what it means, you have to download previous ones to understand it. Yeah, but I can't because I don't know what it means. Well, it's tough luck. You should have listened to the other ones. Asa, everyone. A quick reminder, tonight, that's Thursday the 9th of April, on kickoff at 7 p.m, Phil the Power Taylor will take on Raymond Barney Van Barneveld. I don't particularly think that's how you... I mean, it's Barney, isn't it? Barney. Anyway, he'll take him on live from their living rooms on TalkSport. I don't know how that's going to work, but it sounds brilliant. Phil the Power Taylor against Barney live on TalkSport from their living rooms from 7 p.m. That's tonight on TalkSport. And would you believe it, Paddy Power will be donating £1,000 to the NHS for every 147 thrown in the match. I mean, 180, because 147 is... Yeah, I know, you know. It was an awful joke. I knew it was 180. I don't even know I said 147. It's not even funny, is it? No. I shall go. Before I do, let me tell you to tune into my show. It's the last Sports Bar of the Week, Thursday. That is tonight from 10 p.m, me and the Fun Boy, where we start the show with a little bit of fun. We always call it the Thursday Night Sports Bar Mass debate where we talk about something you talk about in the pub, like, who's the best left back ever for England? Something like that. I mean, the answer's actually Cole, obviously, so we won't be doing that one. But that's what we do from 10 p.m. tonight, so make sure you join us for that. In the meantime, keep your distance. Don't go out unless you need to. And, of course, most importantly, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.